There's a lot of holding in practice. A lot of holding in the game, too.
Didn't go over too big with me.
Yeah, exactly.
Tom, as you guys went into the second half, you decided to see what you went more to draw. What did you see in matchups that made him kind of
I thought, you know, he played great. You know, he's just, I don't think it was anything in particular, just more of an awareness of where the open guys were, and I think Gronk came down with a bunch of great plays. So he's been a great player for us since he got to our team, and he obviously played great today. So it was a great win for our team, just what we needed. It's just football. Yeah, we've been around each other a lot, so I love Josh.
Tom, you guys have to adjust continuously. Today, how much did you have to adjust because of the way it's like some throws to the right sideline?
Yeah. It was a little tricky out there, but, you know, the guys made a bunch of good plays, made a really good catches out there. You know, I think as you get into just the months of December, it's a little colder, it's a little windier, it's just what it is. So it affects both teams, and whoever handles it best usually wins, and good day to come up here and get a win in a tough place.
Why the red zone problems in the first half? What were they taking away from
the original? Yeah, we got down there three times and kicked three field goals, and good question. I'm not sure. You know, I have to kind of look at it, but one was right before the half, and we were moving the ball, and just couldn't quite get it in. So did a better job of that last week, and then, you know, got it in the second half a couple times. So, you know, it's always a big point of emphasis for us trying to get it in, and you know, they played pretty good.
In general, but not specifically, but in general, when you're competing and working with someone, you have a little explosion. Does that kind of just tears the scab off, and then you can go over and sit down and iron it out, or is that just how things go in terms of things bubble up and then you move on?
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing. It's just football. I mean, it's just football. They're two competitive people, and it's just the way it goes.
Were you frustrated then?
I'd wish we'd score every time we touched the ball and, you know, score touchdowns on every possession. But, you know, I thought they played pretty good on defense, and, you know, they did a good job. So it's a new defense, you know, new scheme and some new players, and just got to learn and adjust and try to get the win. And so anytime you win in the road against a division opponent, it's a good win. So I have to keep it going.
What about the running game?
It was great. I mean, those guys have been really running great all season. It's been a huge thing for offense. I don't think you can just, you know, count us dropping back 50, 60 times the total ball. I think you really have to defend the running game, and our play actions come off of that. And we had a bunch of big plays off play action today. So, you know, you got to be able to do both. And, you know, we're able to do both today.
Tom, that third and 10 pass to James White, I think. You only hit him for like three or four, but then pick up the first down there.
Yeah.
That drive going.
In the second half? That was a big play, and, you know, they were kind of sitting back there a little bit soft and, you know, kind of tempting us to throw some of those underneath ones, and I got to James, and James made a miss and just barely made the first down, so it was a big play. We needed that.
With the three field goals in the first half, then how would you just describe the satisfaction of the first drive of the second half and maybe how important that one was for you guys?
It was good. It was really good. I mean, I think anytime we can answer, you know, field goal, touchdown, a 10-point swing at the half, without them touching the ball is great. So I wish it would have been 14 points, 7-7, but, you know, we didn't kind of take care of business there like we're capable of, and, you know, we just have to keep trying to do the right thing.
How important is James Devlin to this running game? It seems that after he comes in, then things just start coming in chunks.
Yeah, it's really a selfless position. You know, fullback, it's all dirty work. I mean, there's no real glory, and he's not really getting the ball in carries, and, you know, I definitely throw it to him, but being a lead blocker really sets the tone for the offense, and I think James really embraced that role, and those guys love running behind him, and I think the line really appreciates a guy that takes that to heart and really wants to do a great job on every play, and James has been a great player for us.
That kind of toughness you're not seeing from a lot of teams anymore, to spread that out. I mean, it's kind of a throwback.
Yeah, you know, we kind of went away from a fullback for a while, and then, you know, kind of, and everyone kind of else went away from fullback, and, you know, we got a fullback, and, you know, we'll see. You know, it's a very valuable position, and anyone that can create holes in that physical style toughness in the run game is really important for us.
At halftime, you last question. Locker room frustrated about the red zone situation in the first half, where you in the locker room said, well, move the ball along the field, you just got to finish.
I think, you know, you try to evaluate it on a play-by-play basis. You know, it's very easy to get stopped in the red zone. You know, one negative play usually stops the drive. So continuing to move forward, and, you know, we just, you know, just wasn't as good as it was capable of being. So it was good enough today. It's a good win. Thank you, guys.